Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program, we have one of the newest team members to join 21st Century Rehab at Van Deest Medical Center. Before we have a chance to meet Sarah, I do have a few announcements I would like to share with listeners. We have the August SALT meeting coming up tomorrow, August 7th. SALT is an acronym that stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together. We are going to be meeting at 9 o'clock at the Stanhope Community Center. Refreshments will be served. We'll have free blood pressure checks offered by Van Deest Medical Center. And the meeting will get underway at 9:30. There we will have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, as well as upcoming events around Hamilton County. Following the meeting, we will have our featured program presented by Bob Oliver. Bob is a resident of Webster City. He is a railroad historian and train enthusiast. He will be presenting a program on the history of railroads in Hamilton County. Should be a fantastic program. SALT meetings are free and open to the public. We encourage your attendance. Again, the next SALT meeting will be held tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Stanhope Community Center. Also, I've mentioned on previous programs that Van Deest Medical Center is conducting a community health needs assessment. So we are seeking your input regarding healthcare needs in Hamilton County in order to complete this assessment. The goal is really to understand progress in addressing community health needs. Previous community health needs assessments were done in 2014 and 2019, so we want to collect up-to-date information and health perceptions. Again, your feedback and suggestions regarding current community health delivery are especially important to collect in order to complete this assessment. To take the survey, you can visit our hospital website at vandeestmc.org, and there is a link that you can click on, and it takes just a few minutes to complete. We did extend the deadline to complete the survey. The deadline is August 15th. I do want to mention that all responses are confidential. And then lastly, I've mentioned on previous programs as well, the Van Deest Medical Center Foundation 10th annual golf outing is coming up the end of September. It's Friday, September 26th. This year, it's going to be held at the Links. It is a four-person best shot, nine-hole tournament, 12 o'clock noon, shotgun start. There are several opportunities for sponsorships of teams, or you could sponsor a hole. Sponsorship confirmation needs to be received by Friday, September 12th. We want to make sure to include you in our program promotion. All proceeds from the golf outing support patient care needs at the hospital. And I do want to mention, following the golf, we have free live entertainment that will be open to the public from 5 to 7. So we hope you will consider joining the golf outing. Again, it is Friday, September 26th. All the information about registration and sponsorships can be found on our website. Again, if you go to vandeestmc.org, the information is there. And with that, we are ready to start into our program. Joining us for today's program, we have Dr. of Physical Therapy, Kevin Boltina, joining us. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. And before I start, may I say, this will be a number of times we've played in the golf tournament, the Foundation Golf Tournament this fall. My team is yet to win, but this year I think we're putting together a team that's going to compete at the top. So look for 21st Century Rehab at the top of the golf tournament this year. We aim to win.
Kevin is bringing the competition. So there it is. It's out there. You'll want to make sure you sign your team up and go head-to-head with 21st Century Rehab.
We'll be ready.
That sounds great. We always appreciate the support from 21st Century Rehab for our golf tournament. So hoping for good weather and thrilled that you're going to be joining us again this year.
It's always a lot of fun.
It is. So very exciting news, too, in your department. You have a new face, a new team member, and I will give you the honors of introducing your newest team member.
Yes, so our newest team member right now is Sarah McDougall, who has been with 21st Century Rehab and Van Deest Medical Center as a speech and language pathologist. And we've had the pleasure of having her since middle of May. And unfortunately, we get to split some time with another hospital or two in the area, but we're thankful that we get to have her here as much as we can. So we welcome Sarah McDougall, our speech and language pathologist.
Very good. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for joining us on the program, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
We are thrilled to have you at Van Deest Medical Center. Kevin mentioned that you have been with 21st Century Rehab since May. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself so listeners can get to know you.
Yeah, so going way back, I grew up in the Cedar Rapids area, and then I went to University of Northern Iowa for both my undergrad and graduate programs and degrees. So from there, I then went to work at ChildServe down in Ames for about a year and a half or so. And then this opportunity came up, and yeah, I've really enjoyed it ever since. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Great to hear. What made you decide to pursue this particular field?
Yeah, so for as long as I remember, I always wanted to be an education major, to be a teacher. But I quickly realized that me in front of a whole classroom of students just was not my cup of tea. So I still wanted to work with people, kind of that one-on-one setting. And I heard about speech therapy and learned more about it. And here we are.
Well, great.
So, yeah.
Great. Thrilled to have you once again. Maybe talk, if you would, a little bit about some of the different types of services you provide to patients.
Yeah, I serve a wide range, anywhere from little children up to geriatric age. Mm-hmm. So with kind of the littles and the children, anytime a kiddo has difficulty with speech sounds, otherwise language, so more of that grammar, kind of vocabulary, those kinds of things, late talkers too. Typically we see at about 1 year, children will start at least saying one word. So kind of in the back of your mind, keeping that information. And then, yeah, even feeding, if children have difficulties keeping food in their mouth or they pocket their food, or even if they're coughing, kind of like with adults. That is something I provide treatment for too. So, and then getting up into the adults. I mean, there's a wide range of swallowing, voice, memory, kind of that cognition piece, the word finding. So kind of a wide variety there.
Work with all ages,
yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
Do you have a particular age that is, you know, of interest, particular interest to you?
I mean, not necessarily. I have a love for the kiddos, but I also have a love for the adults too. And I think it's just, you build different kinds of relationships with the kids versus the adults, and collaborating with the parents and the family of the adults. So there's, you get pieces in both areas.
Opportunities for all ages, for sure.
And Sarah has become an integral part of our skilled level of care team, you know, as we rely on her for progressing diets. You know, if a patient may be on a restricted or limited diet at first because of swallowing, then we rely on Sarah to be able to progress and advance that diet as appropriate, as well as just a lot of work on memory and cognition that some of the elderly people are having troubles with. So
Yeah, I appreciated that you mentioned that, Sarah, that you work with that, because a lot of times people probably don't associate a speech and language pathologist working with those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and kind of going off of what Kevin was saying too, just that collaboration with kind of the nursing staff and getting, especially if they're in like a skilled area, getting them back to, so they can go home or they mm-hmm. can, you know, return back to their daily activities that they were previously before their incident or whatever brought them to the hospital here. So yeah, just outpatient, inpatient, right after injury or whatever, and but also a few months after or even a few years after. So
whatever that may look like for the patient. And I am glad that you mentioned that too. I was going to just say, so you're seeing patients that are in the hospital, also those that are coming in to the department for outpatient services.
Correct. Yep. And I see the same things in inpatient and outpatient. So there's not just one area where I can only see swallowing or only see cognition. So any area.
Very good.
Yeah.
So are there, in addition to kind of what you've shared, are there other specialized areas within your training or education that you would like to share with listeners?
Yeah, I've recently been in collaboration with actually another speech therapist who we have through our company, but mm-hmm. she's just at different locations. And it's myofunctional, so kind of the relationship between kind of what's going on with our jaw, kind of with like TMJ stuff that PT would do, that relationship with speaking and swallowing, how is the function or the structure of our face impacting those types of skills. And then I've also been inquiring to others about providing some lactation services as well. So that would be infants who are having trouble feeding off bottle or even breast. So yeah, that's something that's coming very soon as well.
Very exciting.
Yes.
And you know, you mentioned working with the physical therapist for those who have TMJ. It's a great reminder for our listeners out there that therapy is involved in that. And if people are having trouble, that maybe they could seek therapy services to help with that.
Right. You know, we always say physical therapy and therapy is the study of movement. So if it's a body part and it moves, we probably have something to do with it.
And that includes the jaw.
Includes the jaw.
So, Sarah, you're fairly new in your role, but I think it's really fun for patients to hear. What would you want patients to know about you and how you practice, how you deliver services?
Yeah, a lot of times I like to approach it as I have my nicks or kind of thinking of approaches and all, but I also, or I guess kind of what I would think would be beneficial for them to be treated for or work on, but I also want to get the patient's perspective on what they believe they might need to work on more, as you know, I don't live with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of know their daily activities and what kind of happens in their day that may not be the same as it used to be. And so I kind of take my clinical judgment and knowledge, but also combine it with their wants and their desires and self-perception of deficits. So yeah,
really getting their input so that it can be a team approach. And you're right, I think that's so important, because patients know to what they may be capable of, and so if they can give you that feedback and you're putting together a plan of treatment, they may be more apt to stick to that plan and work on those things because they know what they can put into it.
Yes, absolutely. And I would also add into using functional tasks in our sessions. so that they can see how they're able to apply it in their real life, and they feel like it's value to them and it's related to them, rather than me giving them a piece of paper and saying, do this, and it really has nothing to do with what they would do every day. So
maybe if you would give some examples of what those functional tasks might be.
Sure.
For a patient.
Yeah. Something would be like for cognition or whatever, to some activity actually I specifically have are meals that someone may have throughout the week, and what they're required to do is make a grocery list of what they would need in with those meals, and to get specific ingredients down rather than just writing out grilled cheese sandwiches, right? We need the bread, we need the cheese, we need, you know, if you have tomato soup with it. So really kind of that planning. So that's kind of one example. Another one is with memory, using things that are difficult for them to remember right now, rather than me just giving them random words that don't mean anything to them that they have to remember. So this could be a phone number or an address, those kinds of things. We'll work with different strategies to help them retain that information.
Mm-hmm. And with each patient, of course, it's an individualized treatment plan, like you say, of what they need to be working on that is developed in partnership with you.
Absolutely.
So fantastic. So good. Maybe can you tell us what kind of results you've seen while working with patients that have had specialized speech programs?
Sure. Yeah. So thinking about kind of with inpatient or kind of the skilled area and swallowing, if I go in for an initial eval and I see they're maybe coughing or throat clearing a lot, which to me that means possible aspiration, which we don't want. So I may put them on a specific diet, and during our treatment sessions, I'll do some strengthening exercises, give them some different strategies to help supplement maybe something that's going down the wrong way, which then eventually through their work and my treatment, progressing them to a more non-restrictive, so more, quote, normal diet.
And that's something that we see that makes patients happier than anything else, is to be able to get back to eating a more regular diet, you know, getting off of some of the restrictions, whether it be just thickening fluids or small bites or whatever the recommendations may be. It's very exciting for, I mean, both the caregivers and the patient to be able to progress past some of those restrictions. So,
sure. Yeah. And I oftentimes will try everything I can do to keep them on the least restrictive diet without having to change it. This may just mean doing different accommodations. So cutting up your meats more, or doing a chin tuck when you're drinking, or just those kinds of things that, yeah, they may seem weird and kind of like you don't want to do them, but if it gets you not on those thickened liquids, mm-hmm. or pureed meat or whatever it is, that it's probably okay at that point. So
very good. So yeah. Now I'm curious, when you say a chin tuck when you swallow, so what are the advantages of that?
Yeah, so with all these strategies, a lot of times, chin tuck specifically, it's to protect your airway. So when you look down, the space that goes into your airway shortens. And so that just helps the space get smaller, and that just helps liquid not go in as easily.
Okay, see, I think this is a good tip. And people listening are probably doing this right now. They're like, they're tucking their chin and swallowing to see how that feels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the first time I've heard that. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little tip by Sarah. There you go. Great, great example. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
So what do you enjoy most about what you do?
I would say it's the relationships that I build. One, getting to know them just at initial evaluation and getting to walk with them in their journey, I guess. And yeah, just building that trust. I think I see a lot more better outcomes when there is that trust and that rapport built so that they do follow what you recommend them to do or try at home. And then they kind of see I'm in this care with them. And yeah, and I have seen it where relationships maybe aren't as strong as they could be. And yeah, definitely in progress. I definitely see that too. So,
and I'm sure that is very rewarding. Just helping them with life, and maybe that's making it easier in some of the daily tasks they're doing. As you mentioned, you work with people with their swallowing and, you know, diet. I mean, let's face it, for so many people, you know, that their food throughout the day, their meals are their highlight of what they look forward to. And so it might seem like very basic things to us that take it for granted, but for some people that is not something that they get to take for granted.
Absolutely.
So and having someone, like you say, working with them through their journey, those small wins that are getting them back to maybe life as they knew it before an incident, or just making it easier for them, it's got to be wonderful. Wonderful for you to see the progress too as they're working through their treatment.
Absolutely. Yep.
That is great. So Kevin touched on this at the beginning of the program. You see patients here at Van Deese Medical Center. You also provide services in other locations through 21st Century Rehab, correct?
Correct, yep.
So what are your primary days? What's your schedule look like here in Webster City?
Yeah, I am here at Webster City Van Deese on Mondays and Thursdays. I am here from 8 to 4.
Okay, so, very good. And if somebody needs your services, is it referral-based, or how can patients schedule an appointment?
Yes. With speech therapy, we do require a doctor's order. So you can just reach out to their doctor and say you want to come to 21st Century, and we'll get that order, and we'll call you to get that scheduled.
Oh, you were coming close, Kevin, so I thought
sorry.
Maybe you were going to try.
No,
that's okay. You just come on in. I like to ask with our newest providers, when you're not providing speech and language services, what do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Yeah, I've gotten kind of on a fitness kick here. So I ran my first half marathon in March. And I'm probably going to do another one in October. So training for that is going to start very soon here. I'm enjoying running right now. And I have two older brothers, and both of them are in the Des Moines area. So anytime I get to see them too is great spending time with them. And yeah.
Very nice. Congratulations to you. That's an awesome accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you.
So was your half marathon in Des Moines?
It was. It was the St. Patty's one in March.
Very good. So. And your sights are set on one in October. Is that one also in Des Moines?
It is. It's the Spooky Sprint. Okay. So I think it's Halloween themed.
Well, very good.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, a wonderful inspiration. Terrific to have as an addition to the team at 21st Century Rehab here at Van Deese Medical Center. Kevin, do you have anything additional to add?
No, we're just all just super excited to have Sarah part of our team. And just look forward to just the services she can provide. And we're all going to learn from her about some of the great things that she can do.
Very good. So true. Again, welcome to Sarah McDougall. She sees patients on Mondays and Thursdays at 21st Century Rehab at Van Deese Medical Center from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have questions about the services that Sarah provides or any of the therapists, you can call the department at 515-832-7735. Thanks again to both of you for joining me in today's program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.